You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The clock is ticking for unions to respond to government's latest wage offer to public sector workers. So far, there has been a mixed reaction to the deal, but we do have South Africa's largest union, COSATU, on the line to tell us where it stands. Sizwe Pamela is the spokesperson of COSATU. Sizwe, thanks so much for joining the show. It's being reported that a third of your members support the latest wage deal. Is that correct?
Well, that is what we are really trying to figure out as to the number of people who are in agreement or who support the current offer. We are yet to really finalize that process. What we can say is that there is a substantial portion of COSATU members who have said that they are happy with what has been presented. Everybody would have liked something more than what is currently on the table. But they also have an appreciation of the current economic situation, but also of what it will mean to go on a strike under COVID-19 regulations, but also to say what is it that they will be fighting for. Are they likely to lose more if they go to the streets rather than just accept what is already on the table? But we also have a huge chunk of COSATU membership that is still unhappy. For example, there are unions that have been very clear that they don't have a mandate to sign this current deal. So we are busy with that process of trying to reconcile these positions to look at whether the majority accepts or rejects. We are yet to finalize the process. We met on Tuesday. There was a general secretary's meeting last week to talk about this. And some of our unions requested more time to consult with their members. So we are yet to really take a final decision. Of course, we have heard from some of the unions like SATU, who have made very clear that they are ready to sign, but we have got 8 unions in the public service. So some of them are yet to finalize their consultation processes.
And those that are unhappy with the current offer, what are their reasons for, you know, not liking what they see at the moment?
Well, the objection really comes from the fact that it doesn't really speak to adjusting the baseline, the salary baseline. Because, for example, the current 1,000 rand stipend that has been presented is a stipend that is applicable for the next 12 months, starting from the 1st of April 2021 to March, end of March 2022. So it doesn't calculate, it is not calculated into the salary baseline, which means it is not, for example, pensionable. Meaning that whatever new contribution that government will be making, it will not be reflected in workers' pensions. So that is really the key issue here that many people have been objecting to say. Last year, they missed out on the adjustment of the baseline because the third leg of the Resolution 1 of 2018 was not implemented. So this is the second year running that there will be no adjustment to their salary baseline. So that's really the key issue that many of them have been raising in the consultations so far.
And how much time is still left for you to respond to government? It's been a week or so, too, since the parties last met. And I'm just wondering how much time is still left.
Well, the offer is relevant for the 1 day. Meaning that the employer will have to wait for unions to finalize their consultation processes. We ourselves will have to do the reconciliation of these competing positions in the next couple of weeks. But we have got 31 days to conclude this process.
But how much time has gone by so far?
I want to believe it's 2 weeks. I might be wrong. But I think we've had 2 weeks of consultations. Like I said,
there's around 2.5 weeks or so, around 3 weeks left, or what?
Yes. So if by the end of the next 2 weeks, we realize that we just don't have the majority of membership who are objecting to this, there's a likelihood that government will proceed with the implementation if more and more unions go in and sign. Because what is needed now is for 50+1% to be achieved of signatures. If 50+1% in and of unions in and outside of COSATU, if those unions sign in, then the government will proceed with implementation.
And if they don't,
even if you don't, if you are not going on a strike, if the employer present something, and unions say, look, we are still not happy, we are not signing. Because there have been instances where unions say, look, we are not happy with this. We are going to boycott the process. Because sometimes unions get to a point where they look at the no work, no pay principle of a strike and say, taking workers to the streets or telling them not to report to work will hit them hard in the pocket. Sometimes they do take that position. So far, we don't know what will be the ultimate position of the unions, especially the workers who are objecting to the offer. But if, for an example, the unions were to say, we still disagree with the offer, but we are not prepared to go on strike, that will mean that government will proceed with implementation. If unions then do go for a strike, it means that they will be going back to the table, declaring a dispute, and going on
the
strike.
So a strike is not on the table at this stage?
Well, like I said, we're yet to reconcile our numbers. Okay. For us, strike, we only take workers to the streets if the majority of workers demand a strike. But we cannot strike. We cannot go on strike with the majority of members. And this is the first time where we know how many of our members are unhappy with the offer. We are in no position to either rule out a strike, but we are also in no position to threaten a strike. We will have to look at the numbers. If the numbers tell us that the majority of workers are ready for the strike, then, of course, we will take that mandate. But if only a minority of members object to the offer, but they are not prepared for the strike, we can't strike with a minority of workers.
Yeah, we hope, whatever the situation is, that there is no strike. Sizwe, as you mentioned, COVID-19 is still with us, and that would certainly not be helpful in trying to reduce our cases. But we'll leave it there. So thanks so much for your time, Sizwe Pamela, the spokesperson of COSATU.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.